calling back case three, 22-758.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again.
I think that Detective Crosby, you would concur that we accomplished a great deal.
Yes.
Good. What did you accomplish?
All right, so the video does show the applicant have something in his right hand. Appellant, I'm going to say applicant a thousand times. I write it
That's
like...
That's fine, we know what you're talking about.
Yes, so he is holding a black item in his right hand, as testified by the trooper, which he was told, and holding out the steering wheel with his left hand. It is a pepper spray.
Okay.
We do, obviously, we can't say for certain there was no gun in the vehicle or involved because nothing was searched. He was not spoken to, but it does clear up some of the concern as to what was in the appellant's hand. Speaking with Trooper Eltrich, he stated that had he been afforded this video at the time, the case would have gone entirely different for
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah.
No arrest?
Possibly just for breach at the very most, but probably just minor traffic charges, if anything.
Yep. I'm sorry, and obviously if there were no arrest, there would have been no revocation. Let's say that his permit had expired and he was reapplying. I don't see where my chief would have not issued it, aside from this incident.
Does that change your position as to his appeal, or should we continue with the case?
I didn't know I could do that, so I mean...
Would you grant the...
I mean, I'm not my chief, so I say let's keep going with the case, okay. But I would... My recommendation, which is given to my supervisor, had this incident not occurred, would not have been to not issue.
Okay. It's noted. I have no idea where we were. The chief was asking questions of the...
That's correct.
Yeah, I think it was correct. Mm-hmm. But this does bring up a whole... why didn't you just tell us about the pepper spray?
I didn't recall the pepper spray.
You had the video. You told me
I didn't recall the video.
Very detailed exactly what happened that day.
Your point is very valid, chief.
You were accused of having a gun.
Correct.
And you didn't.
Correct.
Why didn't you say? And you testified you had a cell phone. That's what you testified to. And that wasn't.
It's a high stress situation. It was 4 years ago, sir. I don't know.
Again, you know. High stress is where you're more likely to remember it. And here today, you testified that you had a cell phone.
Chief, I object. I'm going to take issue to that expert testimony because high stress is exactly where your memory is going to go. Totally haywire.
He had a video. And he went back and looked. They can tell it's a pepper spray. You certainly did. You know it was a pepper spray?
In the video?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you looked at the video before today?
4 years ago.
When you testified today, did you know it was a pepper spray?
When I watched the video, I realized I had a pepper spray on my left.
How about when you testified before? When you were selling
before you saw
I didn't reference any pepper spray before.
No, you didn't. You referenced a cell phone.
Correct. I had a cell phone in my right hand and pepper spray on my left hand.
And how were you driving the car?
I don't know, Chief, but when I was out of the car on the highway in view of the DOT cameras, I did not have pepper spray in my hand. I had a cell phone in my left hand. So that was part of the arrest warrant.
It's true. His testimony was about the outside the car earlier, and this video is inside the car.
Yeah.
Regardless of anything, I'd like to say to the whole board, I did not have a weapon that day. I was coming back from New York City, and again, they have the most strict gun laws in the country, one of the most strict gun laws in this country. I would never in a million years dream of crossing state lines with a weapon.
Yeah.
I did not have a gun that day.
I understand that, but my issue is you weren't willing to tell them at the time, which they just testified that it wouldn't...
But sir, I'm under no obligation to
understand,
assist.
But you wouldn't be here today.
That's true. I feel like a moron. That's true, yes.
Had you just told them.
I wasted a lot of money and time, and absolutely, yes.
So that's very frustrating. I'm sure it is to the issue.
Could I ask you one more question along this line?
Sure. Yes.
You had an attorney representing you on the criminal case, right?
Yes, I had unfortunately a real estate attorney.
Did the attorney ever?
Ouch.
Did the attorney ever ask you for the video or ask you to bring it to court or
no,
like that?
No. I did not do my due diligence. Him and the state prosecutor, I think the state realized they kind of probably...
So you were never asked for this video?
Correct.
Once you hired an attorney?
Correct. The deal had been struck behind closed doors. They negotiated what they negotiated. Okay. No one ever asked my version of the story, really, or for video or anything.
Did your attorney ask for the video?
This attorney is spectacular.
I didn't know the video existed until...
But no, I forgot the video existed.
No, and the only reason...
The only reason I... The trooper dropped my memory.
And he refused refuse to show it, which is certainly is right, but it does bring up...
If I had seen this video, we wouldn't be here.
And if, I think we all can agree on that. We would not have been a warrant for him.
Anyway, those are my...
I had no idea what we were...
We have an issue with authority saying that, are you saying he's suitable in your opinion now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not much.
I know you're not the chief. I'm sorry to put you in that position.
What I will say is this, had...
Before you...
Yes.
I'm sorry, and I missed it. In what hand was the pepper spray? I'm sorry, I missed when you were discussing.
In his right hand, which is what was told to the trooper.
He saw in the video.
Yes.
His hand on the steering wheel.
And kind of holding
a
phone.
In the right hand, he was holding pepper spray.
And I'm just asking, does that corroborate in the video?
It's hard. I would say it's hard to see in the video. The pepper spray is up very close to the camera. Actually, I'm not sure
I think it was put into the same hand at that point, but you can see something very quick, and he's holding the phone as he's driving, kind of.
The camera's in the phone's in his right hand, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the pepper spray turns up, maybe it was like here?
Towards the top of my steering wheel.
What's the intent of the pepper display in the pepper spray?
The gentleman in the video was following me around still, multiple U-turns, trying to get away from him. He's still following me around, so if he... I don't know what his intentions were, but the pepper spray was in self-defense.
The video was the second time that he had pulled over.
I was just asking which hand it was in.
Oh,
there
yes.
Was some, there was some credibility. No, I'm just saying because there was some credibility testimony from the defense side or the appellant side regarding he would never have that in his hand because he's left-handed. He would have that in his, if it was a firearm, he would have it in his left hand because he's left-handed.
Correct.
There was credibility issues brought up on that. But that's all. That was just my, that was just my question.
I just have one more question since it was brought to my attention. On your appellant questionnaire, do you list your employer? What's your employer?
Currently it's Delta Group.
I look at the right thing, it says self-employed Pride Landscaping.
I was unemployed for about a year and a half. I wanted to start a landscaping business, and I was the owner.
Did you start a
landscaping? No, that was a silly idea. No, I did not. I returned to what I enjoy most. And
so you weren't self-employed at landscaping? You thought
no, I was. It was incorporated. I had an office. I had bought equipment. So when I was filling out that form, literally at that moment, yes, I was beginning. I was starting a landscape company upon deciding to putting ads out for my first employees. I said, you know what, this is not what I want to do. This is a foolish waste of time and lots of money. And so I returned to private investigations.
Is that going well for you?
It is, yes, very much, yes. Yes, sir.
He has his ID from his employer if he'd like to see it.
No, I believe, I'm okay. Not disputing it, but this is different.
Yeah, I understand.
Any other questions? Any other witnesses?
No, thank you.
Would you like to make a closing statement, counsel?
I think we've covered it. Thank you.
Closing statement.
Kind of the same thing. Again, I'm not my chief, but if barring this incident, I don't see where the recommendation would have been made to not issue.
I'm sorry, you say barring this incident. You mean barring him having a gun. The incident still happened.
Correct.
But it wasn't a gun.
Yes, well, and had the correct interviews happened, then the trooper would not have made the arrest, so the incident still would have happened, but not even... have been on our radar.
We're talking if we saw the video. Is that what we're saying?
If the trooper had been afforded the video at the time, yes. It's likely might not have even ended up in arrest, which would not have us here.
Okay. Briefest factual possible. Did you have a question?
The video was requested. Yes or no? During this investigation, maybe state trooper.
Yes, I did ask over the phone.
Okay.
For the video.
And he said no. He testified earlier that he would not turn it over.
Well, the first time that I spoke with him, he did say that he would give you the video, but then the second time, he said that I would talk to his counsel.
And when you decided ultimately to not turn over the video, was it on advice of counsel?
Correct, yes.
Does that clarify?
Yeah.
That's what a real estate attorney
is. I was not.
All right, brief factual, please.
This is the denial by the Stratford Police Department. The basis of the denial is one incident that occurred in April of 2020, state police received a complaint of a road rage incident. The appellant allegedly pointed a gun at the complainant. Both vehicles then pulled over the side of the road. The appellant allegedly got out of his vehicle. The complaint was that he had his firearm still in his hand, at his hand at that time at his side. The complainant drove away, called 911. State police did an investigation. The appellant would not, vice of counsel, would not speak with the state police. They did a warrant. He was arrested for a couple of charges that were ultimately dismissed. The appellant testified that that the charges were not only then dismissed due to the fact that the complainant was not cooperative. During the hearing, a video was viewed by the appellant side and on the town side. And it was agreed upon that there is visual evidence that the appellant actually had pepper spray in his hand at some point during this road rage incident.
Comments by the board? Seeing none, Chief
Rosenzweig. I'll await basically in the issue of authorities or the people that will be here today, and they know what they know today. Having said that, the appellant could have prevented a lot of this had it just messed up at the beginning. So,
I can't hear what the chief
said. I don't know why I didn't do that. That's because I don't understand. regardless, I'll vote for the
appellant.
Yes.
Okay. Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Yeah, appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
And Dr. Conrad?
The appellant.
And as a real estate attorney, I can understand that advice, and I think he was just following advice of counsel. Never hire a real estate attorney for a criminal case.
Yes, ma'am.
Never hire a criminal attorney for real estate, please. So chair votes appellant. So,
thank you.
Thank you, unanimous for the appellant.
Thank you, board.
Thank you all for working through that.